Podium Audio presents Rebellion, Book 6 of After It Happened, written by Devin C. Ford, performed by R.C. Bray.
Prologue. Is it tonight? Yarn asked Steve excitedly, nervous apprehension twisting his insides. The older man thought for a moment before answering him. Yes, Steve answered simply. I'll signal the start. Everyone should know what they have to do. And if they don't, well, then it's just too late to change it now. Yarn nodded and turned to leave the room, but swung back to face Steve when he heard his name called. Don't die, Steve said to him seriously, before grabbing him close for a rough hug of solidarity. It was more than that, though. The two men had been thrown together by chance and had become not only close friends, but brothers. Comrades, the instigators of a rebellion which would tonight, one way or another, change the lives of everyone in their camp forever. Yarn hugged him back, patting his back roughly with a big hand, and assured the pilot that he wouldn't die. I mean it, Steve added vehemently before pulling away and cracking a small smile. Otherwise, I'd have to find someone else dumb enough to get punched in the head as much as you do. Looking back and responding with a crude but good-natured insult in his native Afrikaans, he turned once more and left the room. Tonight he would fight, only this time he would fight to the best of his abilities. He would not test the waters or play the crowd or lose intentionally to an opponent so as to pick and choose who he fights next. Tonight he would put any man who wanted to stop him in the ground. And only when he faced the best warriors this place could serve up to him would they truly see what he could do. Relishing the prospect of facing either of the brothers, Will or Benjamin, in the arena without his self-imposed limitations, he vowed to show them the cost of taking him for a fool. Tonight, he thought to himself, shit or bust, I'm going to unleash hell. If he died, he died. He chuckled to himself at the film reference before his face dropped into seriousness as he began to flex and stretch his muscles. Walking towards the pit where the underground fighting took place made his heart rate increase and his breathing became more rapid. This would be the fifth time he had stepped into the arena. The four occasions before had left him with a week or two of physical recovery from the beatings he had received. Intentionally received, he reminded himself. Tonight would be different, he thought, with a cruel smile tickling the corners of his mouth as he waited in the dark metal container for his turn to fight. Winner stays on, and tonight he would be staying on until the very end. Peeling off his shirt and going to the arena bare-chested for the first time, he heard noises as people finally saw how honed his body was. He hid his strength and size behind a happy and jovial personality. But there was no humor in him tonight. Eyeing up his opponent, he decided that round one of the Yarn Show would take a matter of seconds. He would tease and purposefully displease the crowd like that with a few opponents, dropping them quickly and offering no entertainment. That would get the crowd baying for a stronger fighter to join in, and he hoped to meet the resident champion Will. When he or his brother stepped onto the hard ground inside the arena with Yarn, they would die. Yarn was about to cause the mother of all distractions. And then, the rebellion would begin. Boring as hell. Alice absentmindedly wiped an infected cut with antiseptic fluid, causing her patient to flinch and gasp at the stinging sensation. She didn't care much for their discomfort. The injuries were self-inflicted, in her opinion. Ignorance was as much to blame for the infection as the injury itself. Not that she was ever asked for her opinion. She was part of the machine, a small cog in a great contraption which ran on human beings. Get up, go to work fixing people who were broken, eat, sleep, repeat. Her life since the invasion of their home was one of repetition, boredom, and wistful dreaming of another way to exist. She had considered a way out of that existence more than once. She had even been fortunate enough to find the medicine cabinet unlocked